Hello and welcome to another one podcast.
We have a Patreon. It's one of the best Patreons in the game.
By best, it's more of us.
Hundreds of hours of content. There's specials on there.
Three
specials. Two live shows. It's one of the best Patreons around. You won't regret it. Sign up. £3 a month. That's all it fucking is.
I can't promise you it's one of the best or the most valuable. But if you enjoy us...
I think it is.
It's the only way to guarantee this carries on.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
So, genuinely. It's up to you. Would you like this podcast to carry on? If the answer to that question is yes, then why not part with 75p a week by signing up to our Patreon?
Patreon.com/anotheronepodcast. Sign up to it. You don't even have to enjoy the content that's on there.
You don't even have to watch it.
No.
Just sign up. 75p a week.
Yeah.
So that you get your public episode every week guaranteed. Because if it drops below a certain level, it will stop.
75p a week.
The minute this costs us money again, it's gone.
Yeah. And it's
barely even.
So, please.
For the love of God.
Yeah, please now. It's beyond a joke now. There's only one podcast that needs the money, and that's ours. We're absolutely brassic, and we've got the most outgoings, like dependents. Another one.
Okay, there we go.
Now it's red.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Another One Podcast, episode 130, with me, Simon Wozniak, co-host, brother from another mother, cohort, I can't remember what else I call you now, Rob Thomas.
Hello, sorry. I didn't realise I was going to
joining us, we have producer Adam Staunton.
Yeah, new producer Adam Staunton.
Button presser.
Yeah. I pressed the button and now we're recording.
Yeah, man.
So now I work on the podcast.
Oh, mate, I wish you had more expertise and you could do it.
Yeah. Well, this is a nice new setting.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I guess.
I like it.
I mean, there's a lot of clutter. Isn't that distracting for
you? Well, I like the clutter. I think if we should do it with the clutter in shot. I prefer
that. Yeah, he prefers the clutter in shot.
I prefer the idea that they can't spot us.
We should put all the booze on the table in front of you.
I do quite like it here, but... I think it's going to be hard to get guests to come here and stuff.
Well, that's today.
Yeah, you would.
It's just me.
That's because we only got one mic.
Are you going to do it with just one guest now then? Because there's only three mics.
No, fuck knows what we're going to do.
Yeah, yeah. Make two guests share one mic. they have to cram their faces together to talk.
There's only three mics, isn't there? And then going in the future, we should be on four mics. We should be fine.
Okay.
We're making moves, aren't we? We're going all in.
This is a great first move, going from the studio to like a...
Well, this is our silence step. This is hot water going from holiday inn to the Crown.
To the Crown, yeah.
Before eventually opening Seal Street.
Mm. So is Seal Street the goal?
Well, that's our next
move. Like Seal Street.
Our next move is Seal Street, yeah.
Right.
But
are you going to make any changes to the show itself, to the podcast?
Yeah, we're going to have a whole relaunch. Well, we went to announce this, but...
Nice. This is the next step, isn't it, for people doing podcasts? They're doing, like, relaunches. So, yeah, like, spread negativity became off your chest and
shit
like that.
Yeah. Well, we're not changing the name.
So name's going to be the same. Logo's going to be the same?
Don't know, yeah.
Nice. Oh. Host's going to be the same?
Don't know, yeah.
Because let's face it, it's so fucking long ago. You're just an ornament at this point.
Yeah.
We just have you here.
Literally
people recognise you.
It's moving to town, Staunton. Do you want to come and be a host?
Town, really? Yeah. Where in town?
Ship and Mitre.
Oh, cool. Will it be like a live one then?
So no. When I say Ship and Mitre, it's behind Ship and Mitre.
No, interesting.
Moving behind Ship and Mitre.
Not bad, that. On your doorstep, regular pod.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you trying to get rid of it?
It's not bad.
He's trying to offload it like a second-hand car.
I'm used to trying to flog my car now. I'll tell you, lad, this podcast is a good one. It's a good one.
Are you trying to sell your car?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I just put mine into We Buy Any Car tomorrow.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I can't be arsed trying to sell it.
Yeah, it's annoying, isn't it? Like, just because I've got to do stuff to it and everything. And I'm thinking, is this worth it now? But then I don't want
to. What have you got
to do? Oh, I don't know. Fucking, I think there's electrics need doing on it. Drive sound, but it's the electrics.
It coming up?
Yeah. So right. I don't want to go to a VW garage.
Is it MOT'd?
Yeah.
I would just get it away by any car. What, you're arsed on the price?
Yeah.
Right.
I need some dough back.
What for?
Well, he was saying this before. He went, do you need money? I thought, what the fuck are you talking about?
I didn't say, do you need money? That's stupid. I said, do you need money to, like, live? You know
well,
what I mean?
Basically the difference saying, to be do you happy? Need more money?
Yeah, yeah. Or could you just be fine with what you're making now?
Yeah, no, but then I said, if I didn't have the responsibilities I had, I'd be Tom Keegan, didn't I?
Mm.
Yeah, that was funny today.
Abby Tom Keegan.
Kyle, I'm in a stag, James Allen stag do group.
Oh, are you going?
No, I'm in the group.
Right.
And Kyle Legacy is basically Tom Keegan's guarantor. And I was like, you know, your life's going bronk when Kyle Legacy's your guarantor.
Yeah.
What to pay for him to go?
Yeah, so he's already bought his hotel and flights. And he's paying
Legacy.
And he's paying Legacy back.
So Legacy doesn't want to risk going over there without
possibly,
Keegan, right?
Possibly, because he's also gone, they're trying to book activities today. And he's gone to, I'll just pay mine and Tom's if you need the money today.
Mm, and I was like, little sugar daddy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's, your life is going bad. Like,
when you can't even afford to do crazy golf yourself.
Why is Keegan's life going back? Keegan's got it on.
Kyle Legacy's his guarantor.
Yeah, but he's got it on lock, hasn't he? He goes to the pub, he has Guinness, he goes and does a couple of open mic nights, he's got his podcast, he's going big online, he's going to do it a different route, isn't he?
Yeah,
you tell yourself to get by.
Yeah, but I just look at Keegan's life, he goes, he always just seems to be having a bevy, and then he just does like a gig every now and then. And I just think it looks really relaxing.
Yeah, I think it looks miserable.
He never Instagrams about like going to like Skegness.
Because
like
he doesn't.
No, that's what I mean.
You know what I mean? He doesn't need to do that.
He doesn't need to go to...
Because he doesn't go to them places.
But he doesn't have to now, because he's in with hot water, I guess, which is like a great... Well, ish. But you know, that's only going to go up.
He's not getting paid, is he?
Yeah, but eventually, if he keeps working
but
there,
does he
will.
He doesn't need to get paid, does
and
he? That's the beauty of it.
And yeah, he could do the gigs there.
But then I couldn't be that person.
Yeah, but you can't afford to be that person. You could if you didn't have any people dependents.
I've got an ego as well.
That's your dependent, your ego.
Yeah, my ego's probably dependent as well.
Yeah, but Keegs is going his own route. Maybe I'm dependent on my ego. Keegs is going his own route though, isn't he?
But he's not going anywhere, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. That podcast is doing all right.
Yeah.
And they film it in a living room, not a room on top of a church.
It's not on top of a church, is it?
Well, that's because we've got
dependents.
It's
in the grounds of a church.
That was such an Alan Partridge way of putting
it. It's in the biggest, it's on the it's highest
one of the
room.
Biggest, it's one of the biggest podcast rooms in a church grounds. There is, Adam. The biggest podcast in a church grounds.
Yeah.
In the Northwest. You will not find a bigger podcast in a church than ours.
And enjoy it, because soon it'll be in the Ship of Mitre.
No, behind the Ship of Mitre.
Behind the Ship of Mitre, even better. Mm.
Which would be great, like, so we can go for a little fruily before the pod and that. Oh,
there you go, yeah. That will, surely. You're
what's
just saying then about...
fruily?
Strawberry beer.
Because you were talking about Keegan gets
but I don't think alcohol tastes nice now, do I?
Oh, you read the book now, have you?
I know the book, don't I? I know the book well. So well, alcohol's... Yeah.
You're fully involved now. Alcohol doesn't taste nice.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't taste nice at all. I've been having that monkey shoulder, though.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all right, yeah. Well, no, it's not. It's horrible, but, like, it's all right. It is horrible. It's generally awful.
For poison, it's sound.
For poison. As the strongest poison genre you can have.
Yeah.
It's nice. Better than some of the poisons I've had. Like, I had that. I had monkey shoulder, and then I thought, I'll try a drop of Talisker. I was like, fucking hell.
Right.
That is bad. Like, woof, it hurts, and it just tastes horrid. Alcohol. You don't drink alcohol. He put a Heineken on his stories. Didn't even drink it, you know. He just did it for the laugh. Put a Heineken on and he didn't even fucking drink it.
Just wanted to look cool.
Yeah.
You know, when you put a photo of your tea up, put a little can of Heineken there, so I'll look cool.
Right.
But really, then I put it back in the fridge and had a cup of tea. Can't have a cup of tea next to a bowl of pasta, can you? That looks lame.
Well, I just thought, oh, Stuart, he's getting a bit loose here now.
He doesn't have
it. And then he doesn't. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I thought, I had to check it, hold it, see if it was alcohol free. I thought it was going to be alcohol free, this, and it was. I was like, he's got legit kind of Heineken.
Proper Heineken. Out of all the lagers, that's my favourite Heineken.
Never believe I hate it. Can't drink it now.
And they actually taste quite nice.
Yeah. Can't drink Heineken. That tastes a fucking.
Too much MDMA and Paul Smith Stag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so now I drink
Perrier. You know, when you throw up, you eat something and throw up, you can't have that meal for ages.
Yeah.
That's what he's like with Heineken.
I didn't throw up.
He took too many drugs and now he can't have that drink without thinking of drugs.
I did try and have two on the way home from that stag do, you know, and I tapped out early because I said I need to be back and I didn't really, just wanted to go home on my own. I was...
Did you miss one?
Yeah. I was close to death there.
You didn't say you need to be back. You just sort of like was like, you could tell it was just a lie. You're like, I've Monday, yeah.
I'm going. Chapman's in A&E, I'm off.
Why was Chapman in A&E?
Dislocated his knee, didn't he? And no one went with him.
Yeah.
No one went with him.
Oh, God. Poor Phil.
Bad that, innit?
That's pretty bad.
Not one person went
can't even
to
like,
A&E.
Walk.
Yeah, but every person was off the face.
Off the face.
And it was
he probably would have preferred no one going with
him. The only people that could have gone with him was sober were wanting to drive home. So they had no desire to go with him in case they had to stay there for hours.
Yeah, for hours waiting
Which
for
they
him.
Did because he was on his own in some shithole hospital because it was in the middle of nowhere. It wasn't like a very good hospital either. It was like a proper like this.
Yeah.
And he's just there on his
Community
own.
Community hospital.
Oh, God.
Bless the poor fucker.
Getting told to stop whinging.
He's all right, Cody. His knee's all right.
No, he's suing them now, I think. It's almost 3 years and it's still not right.
Oh, right.
You have 3 years to sue, I think. So he said he's going to sue them, he thinks.
Wow. That would suck, dislocating something and it never sets right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It always twinges in a
medical negligence.
Way.
Oh. No, I was going to see the castle, not the hospital.
He's suing the castle?
Yeah, I think so. No lights, was there?
Get a decent payoff from a castle.
No lights in the car park.
Fucking hell, that'll spark up a whole load of fucking bother. Yeah. You sue us, we'll report you for this. Chapman, lad, go to Craze and sort it with them.
You have to have a way with the Smith. Hey, you might sue
You don't want that
so,
smoke.
Yeah.
Well, they found a lot of tinfoil in the toilet, so they probably shouldn't get it to
Do you remember?
A lot of it. Probably shouldn't get
it. There was a lot of empty bags that were left.
What's that prophylactics? Is that Johnny's prophylactic?
Prophylactics is Johnny's.
Is it? Prophylactic.
Maybe that's the Latin for it.
What, for beak, prophylactic?
No, for condoms.
No, for condoms, sorry.
Prophylactic.
I don't know what prophylactic means, but I think I associate it with Johnny's. I don't think it means Johnny's specific. I think it means, is it
something to do with the rubber?
I know it goes against our religion, but...
Oh, has this become that podcast now?
No, we don't do it. Well, I don't know what he's doing.
Well, maybe this is the new change that you need.
No.
You know? This is what producer Cam will be doing.
Yeah, this is what you'll be saying, Cam.
I want it to be... A dying beacon
intended
of bullshit.
To prevent disease. a medicine or course of action used to prevent disease to a condom.
So suppose you could call a child a disease, yeah. So have you made any moves into selling your car? Or you're just selling, you've decided that's what you're gonna do?
No, I knew I was gonna sell it, but it's just getting it ready.
Yeah, so
have
you listed it?
No, not yet. No, I haven't. Of course
I've not done anything.
No.
So you're not selling your car then?
I am selling my car, yeah.
You plan on selling your car?
I plan on selling
the
my
intention's
car.
The intention's there.
Yeah. Right.
Now it's just the rest of it. Need to do.
Yeah. But then it's about what I'm going to sell it for, what I'm going to make peace with. Because...
Yeah, well, I got mine valued today.
What at?
As what a seller had sorted it out and sold it. And then I got it valued off We Buy Any Car. And I was like...
Oof.
There's
scumbags, them, you know.
A grand in between.
Oh my God. There are. They bum people, them, you know.
Is there no other competitor you can go with? Has it got to be you buy any car?
Yeah. Well, you can just put it on. There's a thing called Motorway or something where you basically you just take a picture of your car or a video of your car and how it is. You tell them everything that's either up with it or not up with
it. So they auction it then?
And then they auction it, yeah.
All right.
So that you get your best price from dealers. That's what We Buy Any Car do. Take it to auction like 2 days later.
Is it true that in America, the police do auctions of like criminals?
Do it over here as well.
Oh, do they do this in this country too? So they have like an auction for criminals' assets?
Yeah, if they take your car because it's ill-gotten gains, but forget it, it's called something different over
Unexplained
here.
Unexplained wealth.
Unexplained wealth is when they take the money off you, yeah, but you can't auction money, but if they take your car because you've got it through,
I'd love to see that.
Through drugs and stuff, and you can't prove that you never, they'll...
In-house or to the public?
To the public.
Oh, do they? Right, okay. I thought it might be for a pick of being a disease, you just get to pick the X5s.
You can go to police auctions all day, it's just whether you'd want to. You're obviously not going to take
loads of Balmain jumpers or whatever.
Drug dealer's car that lives around the corner.
Yeah, he might want it back when he gets out of Nick in about 20 years.
Yeah, I'll take that one from Southampton's car because he's not going to be arsed driving up.
I'll take that guy's yacht, the one who got fucking shot to death.
Police probably
not to worry about him.
Police may change the plates in that, yeah, possibly.
Well, they might put trackers in
there. Yeah, you can't do that over here. You can buy a thingy now as well, lost luggage.
You've ever been to an auction?
No,
neither have I. There's a place in town, isn't there, that does buy the bombshell
shit? I do Patreon specials.
Really?
Should we go for an auction as a Patreon special? Go and buy some lost luggage and see what's inside it.
Oh, I thought you meant like, you know, where you buy a lot and you don't know what's in it.
I don't know. Did they do that?
And then you open
that.
It. And you just get whatever's inside. I think it's an American
storage
show.
Hunters.
Storage hunters, that's it.
Well, you just buy a box and
you
see
you buy
in
people's
it.
Storage cap, like, you know, like the big unit.
But you don't know what's in
you
it.
You don't know what's in it.
Oh, so it's like a lottery.
You have like 3 minutes to look inside.
Oh, right.
You're not allowed to step inside. You can only look on the outside. And you look for clues that it might be worth something.
Well, that's the thing. So my there's a couple of lads from By Mine who were just on Dragon's Den who just got like 2 million or something.
Luke's collection.
Yeah, them, I went, they're younger than me, and it's blown my mind that they're now way more successful than me. I go, oh, wow, that's amazing.
That's something you have to make peace with, though, the fact that people younger than you are all richer and successful and better at it.
Yeah, but they also sell luxury goods.
Yeah, like so they must designer.
They must have had capital to start up, because you need to be able to buy stock. That's why I make peace with things like that. I go, they need a start of capital, and I'm going to tell myself they got it through the parents.
Which
they
did.
I do that with everyone from Formby. Anyone from Formby that gets successful, I go, oh, yeah, but you've got the net.
Right.
I even say, I've got the net, but I'm not successful yet. But if I got successful, I'd have to go, yeah, there's the net.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And that's what annoys me about anyone I see from high school do well or anything, that'd be younger. I go, yeah, they've got the net.
They can swing for the fences.
Yeah, they've got the net.
They're not scared of falling.
Oh, you live in Dubai, do you? You got the net.
That'd be a fucking glorious life, wouldn't it?
Having the net.
Just be able to do whatever you want. I could be a photographer, I could be a butcher.
It's like Brooklyn Beckham, it's so funny. He's so shit at everything
he tries to, photography.
Have you seen the new things? Acting.
Oh, is he trying to be an actor?
So you know his birds, an actress slash director?
Right.
She put him in her latest film and then admitted in interviews, I cut him out because he was shit.
Wow.
He wouldn't stop looking. It's like Alan Partridge. He wouldn't stop looking at the camera and smiling.
Whoa.
Yeah, he had one line and he would not look at the camera and smile while he's delivering it. So I had to cut him out.
That's amazing.
I was like, I've read it going, imagine being so shit at everything.
That your bird even won't include you in the
film. So what is he doing then?
No. Just fucking float
just whatever
about.
He wants.
Does he? Yeah, just a socialite like Paris Hilton.
As you said, he's just a good son to David and Victoria.
Yeah, he's done well.
He'll just be like a philosopher. You know what I mean? You know the way Russell Brands tried to rebrand himself as a philosopher on YouTube?
Jones can act.
He'll be Callum Best, won't he? He'll be a model. Slash like
Love Island
on reality
person.
TV. Yeah.
There's a couple of lads informed me that are models now that have annoyed me. I remember getting the school bus
they got
with
the
them.
Net.
Like, yeah, they got the net.
They can afford to live off pennies while they're auditioning.
No, like proper like Milan Vogue fucking big time. And I was like, him, fucking hell. Blimey. The scene when he was a year seven.
It's a certain look though, innit?
Yeah, he has got that look. But he has got the net as well, trust me.
I told you about that girl in Merchants who's like, he just knew she was going to be, like she started modelling when she was like 15 and like no one had her down as the fittest girl in school, but you looked at her and you're like, you know when you look at Keira Knightley and you're like, she's not gorgeous, and then you look into her eyes and you're like, oh my God.
Johnny Depp's another one of
just
them.
Like Johnny Depp, just that thing with the, like, you looked him in the eye and all of a sudden you're like, oh no, the arse, beautiful. That's what she was like.
Like Hitler. He had beautiful eyes.
Did he?
Apparently. Right. Made you completely forget about all the things he did.
I don't think I've ever seen a colour video of Hitler that wasn't like, what's it called? Touched up, so I wouldn't know if it was real or not.
Oh, like what? Whether the footage was real?
Yeah, because it's all touched up. You know, it's like real colours or real eyes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of that stuff, it doesn't get coloured. Like that. There was that World War I documentary that Peter Jackson did where he colourised it. I don't know if you have seen that.
On Netflix?
No.
I don't know what it was on.
I've seen so many war ones. They're on the Blair now. It's all the same shit in it.
Oh, yeah, not at all. No war's interesting.
I'm not a fan of war stuff, no.
I like it, but I've just seen it all now. I'm done.
I'm quite fascinated with Vietnam. I think that's like one of the most interesting wars that's ever happened.
You don't know, man, because you went there.
Is there anything on Netflix about it?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't got Netflix anymore.
Loads. We probably need the American.
Just looking for something on Netflix.
You haven't got Netflix?
No, I used to. It was my ex's, but they've changed it now, so you can't log in on multiple.
You won't pay for
devices,
it.
And I'm not paying for it.
Well, you need money then.
Can't you?
Exactly.
I
don't know. I used to be able to get into it on 8 accounts, but now it's changed now, so I can't.
It's not on there.
You can have my login. I feel sometimes you tell about your life, you know, and I feel so sad.
He can afford Netflix.
I can't afford it.
I know he doesn't want to be with his family. I know he doesn't want to be with his family at Christmas, but every time he'll just say something now and again, and it makes me feel so unhappy.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just because we're different people, and I've got now.
I envy his
because you want to be on. You want to be alone. You want to be a single pisshead.
Do you know what? The perfect life, I think, lies somewhere in between you and me.
Right.
Like the happiest of lives.
Jamie Hutchinson.
You as well. I don't know. It depends. Because you're always talking about how like your family stress you out.
Yeah.
You said before they asked me to go to the shop and it's like, I can't cope.
I'm overwhelmed by going to the shop.
Like that? If your missus says, can you just go to the shop?
It depends when she asks me.
Right. What about you've just gone in?
Oh, yeah, massively.
Oh, really? I thought that would not bother you because you're already up. You're ready to go back out.
No, but I've just gone in.
Yeah.
Okay. It's deeper
than
that.
It's the same as when, like, you're shopping away and you're like, oh, I was so looking forward to going home. And now it's going to be longer.
before I get to be home.
I'm not arsed with, like, the stress of going to the shop doesn't bother me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the fact that I'd planned, I had so many minutes in the house of lying on the couch where I had to go and do something else. Where I was like, oh, now you've... Where she asked me before I go somewhere. So the best time is to ask me when I'm in the house before I go somewhere, because I leave a bit earlier.
Right.
And that doesn't bother me. But stopping me coming home, it's like... Oh,
I turned up to drop off at music today and it was off. Yeah. Just me and one other... No. They text the group, but obviously I'm not in the group, so my missus got it. And there's only me and the one other lad who takes his daughter, and we both picked ours up from school. And we went, yep, see you in a minute for music. No one else there. I get there a little bit early, thinking, oh, there'll be someone there. Not in there. I thought, oh, this isn't on this.
Oh.
Done.
And your missus hadn't texted you?
No, I rang her and went, like, is this on or not? She went, oh, yeah, she's just texted. It's not on. I was like, great.
No, she's just texted. That's a lie.
And it's just like them little things that make you go, you know what? What is this?
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I can get why that would be.
I just
want
to get bevied now, don't I? That's the whole deal.
But that's the thing. That's I've got ample time to do stuff like that.
You never get bevied, though.
I don't get bevied. I get high a lot. But then even that's like, I need to stop doing that so much, because that's just becoming what I do for something to do, instead of just being like, oh, I'll write better.
Instead of watching Netflix.
Something like that. Yeah. Or watching Netflix. Maybe I need to do that instead. But yeah, I think the half.
Are you Prime?
No.
Got any streaming services?
No.
So you never watch like a boxer?
YouTube, no. Just YouTube.
I just watch stuff on YouTube. Yeah, I just watch weird.
I expect that.
Weird documentaries, conspiracy theories.
Joe Rogan.
Loads of shit. Yeah, just podcasts.
Yeah, but to never watch something, I feel like you got no escape.
No, but that is the escape, the YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. I wouldn't think it's
on
the escape.
There's nothing on Netflix. There's nothing on. There's The Gentleman, which I refuse to watch.
There's plenty on.
Yeah, stuff like that, like
Gentleman
All the Boys.
I don't like series. I hate series.
Why?
It's just too much. I want a film.
Yeah, but you can get through a series. It's like, if you're thinking
this is going to be series one and then it's coming back for series two, I'm out.
Yeah, but if I start...
No, it's going to get resolved, is it?
Yeah.
No, it's just going to be a cliffhanger for the next series.
Eight episodes and we're done. You think you're going to come and try and milk this for another series? Fuck off, no.
Yeah, but then, no, I don't mind the series, because what you do is...
Like that fucking Godfather, whatever everyone talks about.
That's what we watch for the week.
James Gandolfini or whatever, you can fuck
Sopranos,
off.
That's great. But no. Escrow, that's what we watch for a week.
How many episodes of Sopranos?
So when a new series comes out that I think I like, I'll just watch it for a week.
How many episodes of Sopranos?
I think it's 12 episodes, 5 series, something like that.
So you'll take a dedicated week of your time to just blast them through the whole thing?
No, but I'll be like, that's just what I watch that week. So I like not having a choice. So the reason I don't like YouTube is because I just end up watching random shite and never fully watching anything or paying attention to it or having any resolution. Whereas I like watching a series because it's like there's a resolution, it's an ending. So that if the Gentleman came on, it's like, right, that's what I'm going to watch this week. So whenever I watch telly, I watch The Gentleman for that week until I've finished it. And then I was like, oh, right, that was sound. Now what?
Yeah, you can move on.
Yeah, I can move on and move on with my life.
I think The Gentleman's going to come
otherwise,
back.
Otherwise, I watch 8 different videos of Brendan Schaub and why he's the most hated comedian on YouTube.
Yeah, I watch stuff like that.
I'd rather watch that.
I'd rather watch that than The
Gentleman.
No, because I'm watching
some characters in Mortal Kombat. Taking apart a podcast appearance.
That's not even his voice.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no, it winds you up because I'm like, you just show me the same shit as I feel like 8 Mile. Like, you said the same shit that he said. Yeah, like, just tell me something new. Don't be putting off with Brendan Schaub in the last 24 hours has ruined reputation. And took 8 minutes telling me the same shit I already know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love that. Or going down little rabbit holes on Twitter, you know, like P. Diddy. I've been going down his one recently.
Have you? Can you explain it to me? Because I've not really kept up on that.
Yeah, can I ever explain it to me? Well,
what I've learned from X.com.
So the PD stands for paedophile?
Yeah, P. Diddyophile.
Yeah.
He's basically the Harvey Weinstein of rap.
Right.
So he's going to be the person. They're not really after him. Mm-hmm. They're after who he's connected to. But I don't think any of them will come out.
50 Cent tweeted, didn't he?
Yeah,
50 Cent. He goes, it's not P. Diddy, it's P. Dunnett or something. They don't do what they've done without a case.
Yeah, well,
and he was in Jay-Z as well. I fucking love 50 Cent.
50 just doesn't give a shit. He's proper gangster.
Well, he was mentioning Jay-Z as well. He was like, Jay's turned his phone off and stuff like that.
Well, apparently with Jay-Z, have you seen the photos? It was like, Kanye's now gone.
Meek Mill's got a leak, hasn't he?
And now is it like, is Jay-Z the next one, or has Jay-Z distanced himself because he knew what they were up to in his life.
Well, there's, and then there's
Kevin
like,
Hart's going to get implicated.
He sent his private plane to that to whatever country it went to with all the evidence on it.
Yeah.
So that it would be, whereas he stays in America. That's why he's still in Miami. Quite interesting. And then it's more interesting than the
Netflix docu's going to be fire. 2027, that's going to be fucking wild. Yeah.
That's when I'll have to start paying for Netflix again.
They'll mention Tupac and Biggie as well. I watched James English with Gene Deal on.
Wow.
Who's Gene Deals, that was the bouncer for P. Diddy.
Oh, right.
And he was just interested. And then he was just interesting to listen to because it was just, I like that whole beef. I like knowing what happened and everything because I never really know. And I still don't know even after watching it.
Yeah, even when you know, you don't know because
you forget.
But that, like, different country. I've got no reference points, so it's not like I'm going to see them.
But I don't understand the way they talk about the industry and all. I don't get it. So it's like, you know, when we talk about a comedy industry and they're like, they just wouldn't really understand how what we're laughing or what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But like you said, this Gene guy was the bouncer and he just said that to sort of keep a crowd under control, he soon realized that dogs are the best thing. He went, get yourself two dogs and that'll keep a whole crowd back.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good advice, though. Yeah.
Well, that's like what we said about...
And then he was just talking about... if you're being followed, and then he got trained about to be followed, but then he had the saying, you know, three rights, three lights.
Right.
Yeah. So if you do three rights, three lights, you'll end up back where you were. And if the car's there still, you're being followed.
Wow, that's interesting.
He's a cool guy. Yeah, James English there just obviously doing what James English does.
Yeah,
trying to make him cry. And he does cry. He does get him to cry a bit. Yeah. So fair play, James. You did your job. Well done, lad.
There's weird stuff about P. Diddy with Justin Bieber as well. Like when he's talking to him when he's 15 and he's like, oh, why don't you ever like come around anymore and like hang out? He's saying this to Justin Bieber.
Have you seen this?
Kelly?
Have you seen this text where Drake says that to Millie Bobby Brown? Is it Millie Bobby Brown?
You're thinking of
things?
Billy Bob Thornton.
No, Sydney Sweeney, by the way. She's in my algorithm now.
The one that's in Stranger Things.
Yeah, Millie Bob Brown.
Yeah. So there's text between her and Drake.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all going on. They're all getting exposed.
Like 14, we go for dinner. It's like, who goes
mate, the whole co-op will get exposed soon about everything that's been going on there.
Isn't it mad, though, rappers getting done for shit like this? Like, I'd expect them to get done for, like, cheating on people, but for, like, kids stuff.
In hip-hop.
But, like, it does sort of get to the point where you think, do people just want to fuck kids?
Are we missing out, guys? Is it really good? And we're just all missing out.
They can fuck anyone.
Yeah.
That's the thing, yeah. So they want to fuck what they can't.
Yeah. They always want the taboo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once they fucked a kid, if that was acceptable, they'd be like, oh, we want to fuck dead bodies. Yeah.
Like, just like, no offense, fat bitches, but like, why not just fuck fatties that people don't want to fuck? And be like, they're going, oh, why are you fucking here for? You're like, because I tell you what, I want to fuck fat bitches.
It's not illegal.
And then they're like,
it's not illegal.
Maybe we should fuck fat. And then when everyone starts fucking fat bitches, you'd be like,
no. Trying to wean people off from kids onto fat women.
Yeah.
No, it's got to be illegal for them.
There's a stigma. Yeah, I'm going to fucking go round to the stigma.
They want the stigma. Yeah, but there's no stigma.
You look at hip hop thing, in hip hop now, being gay is a sin, isn't it, in hip hop? But they're all at it.
Sorry for saying fat bitches. I'm not sexist. I just wanted to make Staunton laugh.
But like,
and I thought talking about fat women would work.
I seen a thumbnail about P. Diddy and Meek Mill. Is Meek Mill? I didn't click on it, so I don't know. This could be bollocks. But there's a video like Meek Mill and P. Diddy thinking like, oh, is there a video of that going around now? Do you know what I mean? Like, they think
I watch what's Meek Mill doing.
Well, I don't know what they're doing in the video. I don't know. But there's obviously, you remember Lil Wayne kissed Birdman.
No.
Do you remember? Well, there's a thing like that. I just love it all because they're all so hard. But like 50 Cent is just the biggest gangster of them all. I just love him.
Checking that's when you made it, when someone does a YouTube thing about you.
What, to break
you down?
Yeah, like how you fell off or how you're fake.
Yeah.
I watched one about Andrew
Schultz the other day and I was like, oh, I don't know if I like this or not.
They were always trying to take apart his podcast. And they use Shane Gillis as the thing to get at him.
It wasn't just his podcast. Yeah, it wasn't just his podcast.
Yeah,
it was everything.
That.
It was like,
is one of them a wrong gun?
The way he sold the special and stuff like that.
Right.
No, they just want to take him down. Like,
you probably want to see him down because you're thinking he's gone too well.
I don't know whether I want to see
what you
him
think
down,
is fraudulent.
Because like, I'm sitting there watching, going on, am I a sack cunt?
Yeah,
like,
you are.
Am I a knobhead?
It's like soap opera drama.
Yeah, and I'm like,
men.
And I think, oh, is there going to be long before Rogue gets taken down?
We know this industry.
Am I going to watch it and be like, oh,
you cannot get, you struggle to get to the top being normal. You can't do it. You can't distance yourself in a group of people that are a bit abnormal anyway. To get to that next bit, you've got to be abnormal.
Mm.
As like you go like, you've got to change exactly. You couldn't be that.
Yeah, you've got to,
got to be that. And it's like
a bit of flair.
You've got to be willing to go, I will do anything.
Well, you've got to be, have your soul focus has got to be that. The only thing that could get like you think, high or down.
Oh, to do well in comedy, you've got to be really just a funny person. And it's it's not at all.
It's got to be your only focus.
There's plenty of people that work in a shop that are funnier than most comedians. They go, like, your life's fucked. And they're like, yeah, it's sound, innit?
Yeah.
And they just go out and get again, they're just mental. Mm.
Yeah.
Like, they're funnier than most comedians, but they just go, I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, well, you've got Carl Pilkington, Ricky Gervais, was just like, he's the funniest person I know. Just following around with a camera. And it was perfect.
Yeah. What seems to happen on shows as well is that, you know, like podcasts especially, it's not the hosts who get the recognition. It's the people who work on the sides. They become characters.
Yeah, you know, like the sound guy. Favorite,
and they're like, oh, we like him.
The cool one,
It's cool to like this
guy. George Harrison.
Because he's not the host. Are you just worried that'll happen with Cameron?
Oh, no, I don't think he's going to be on it. He's not going to be on it.
You're not going to cut to
on a church grounds, like. You think my concern is, what if Cam pops? Good.
What if Cam pops and then leaves us in the dust?
Yeah, then you'll train him, get him in.
Yeah, that's it. You'll have to have a revolving before door you of go, sound
get a,
engineers.
Get a contract in before you
we
leave.
We already thought about branching this podcast out into being a collective rather than just...
Yeah, that's a big fault of ours.
Because neither of you is going to be asked,
who's going
to
host it?
No, it's just that was the idea behind the pod originally.
What?
It was me, him, and just like
just
a rolling cast of like comics, which is tends to be what it is anyway.
Yeah.
And we thought, what if it's just a rolling cast
and
of comics?
And then it's just become you and Keegan.
Exactly. Well, now Keegan's got a podcast.
Yeah,
he's out of the game. He won't come on anymore, will he? He's too busy doing his own stuff. Can't wait for them to lose enthusiasm there. Liv's got to keep them on track because they're going big.
They're not going to lose their enthusiasm because they're doing
it. Better off. Are they going big, are they?
Well, no, but just the idea of Callum and that. Callum having to stick sort out for, 2 years?
Oh, yeah, not going to happen.
Yeah, but they're doing it in Callum's flat.
Yeah, but
so
Callum
so
will be too,
to
he'll be too like, I'm tired now.
What'll happen is...
You want to just sit and lie.
You're just hoping that will happen.
I don't. I'd love them to be successful.
Right.
What'll happen is you'll start noting that he resents his living room. And then he'll resent the podcast for being in his living room, and then I'll have to go.
Because it doesn't feel like he's in his living room anymore.
Yeah,
he's just always
so
in
every
the
time
studio.
He watches telly, he's like... I feel like I'm working here. This, I can't.
He's going to be thinking of toppers in his head.
I can't switch off, and then that's it. Then it's over.
Well, no, maybe they'll blow up. I hope they will. That was a fun. The prank call Keegan did was funny.
10,000 downloads as well. They reported that recently.
Did they? Woo.
That's good, isn't it? Big milestone.
Yeah, no, I'm. I think I'd be past. What did we do?
We did that on our first episode because your first one's always dead popular because everyone wants to see if it's shit or not.
Well, yeah, and all the comics are watching
that's
to see if you talk
about
it.
First one all the comics watch and they're like, you got to try to find an audience after that.
Yeah. It made me laugh when I was thinking about, I don't know which one of you said it, but you were like, because the podcast gets recorded for so long, you were like, after like an hour 40, you can say whatever you want. No one's listening by that point anyway. Start dropping N-bombs if you want. No one's going to fucking care.
Well, the more I think that, the more less thing they actually do listen to it all, I get concerned. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you must have diehards by now. You watch
we've
the
only got diehards.
Thing.
Yeah, that's all. Really? That's all we've got.
That's good in a way, though.
Well, I don't know. I think there's a toxic. I think it's toxic.
When you say
that's all we've got, it's not all we've got, but it's the only ones we know about.
Right.
Yeah. So you don't know your regular listeners?
Mm. We've probably got a few hate listeners, definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's a thing now, isn't it? You hate watching something or you hate listening to something.
Well, I've never done that.
Haven't you?
That's why I don't like YouTube, because like, I find myself hate watching something about Schultz, and I'm like, I don't even,
yeah,
I don't
that's
not
wrong
like him.
To hate watch, man. That's the bitterness in the podcast game now. I couldn't give up. I don't watch anyone. I don't do it. I just don't. I haven't got anything in me anymore with the podcast game.
Have you?
I love it, mate.
You've always seemed a bit more enthusiastic about it than you.
Yeah, but that's his whole shtick has been a miserable cunt, isn't it?
I don't know. It's not shtick. It's your it's
fucking raw.
That's how he gets by.
I'm just so tired.
Just tired all the time.
Yeah. I just love. Like,
someone just needs to knock
you
out.
I'm so happy. Just like, I was thinking about
the commute was getting me down. That was starting to do me head in.
Yeah, that was hard. Yeah, that was was depressing, man.
Was that the worst bit?
That was getting to be the worst bit for me because I didn't mind. I think once you get here, you end up having a laugh.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Yeah, the fact I've done all right today. I really didn't think this was going to be in me tonight. Mm. I was really thinking that I'm not, but I've done okay.
Yeah, yeah, you've been fine. It's been a lovely
that's
episode
been
so far.
It's been rolling.
It's been very inside-y, but I don't mind that.
Yeah, well, this is for your diehards, the only ones left listening. They'll love this. They'll love this deep dive into the podcast.
But that's why I think it's less of a podcast, more of a sitcom. Because there's an arc almost to it.
You started in a studio, now you're here.
It's like we're living, it's almost like a big brother thing.
I was thinking about doing the Patreon, it might be so funny. Just me and Simon sat in the back of the taxi. Just like pull up outside his house and be like, the only way you'll carry on doing it is if I just park in his drive.
The Michael to his bedroom.
Just park in his drive and be like,
there's a fucking arc.
That's so funny.
No, but it's like they're mapping.
Now I have to post the mic through Simon's letterbox.
It's like, I think the people at the Diod are like mapping the ride and fall, like that's what's interesting.
I
to
think
them,
they
is going.
Find it funny to keep us going.
Yeah, yeah.
Like yeah, someone, that's why I say it's toxic.
Someone signed
in a nice way though.
Someone signed up to the Patreon.
No, it's not nice.
Someone signed up to the Patreon yesterday. Said I've only signed up so Cam has to carry on. They just did signed up and they commented on like a random episode. So it wasn't even like the Patreon comment. It was a random episode and he said, I've only signed up so Simon has to carry on.
This is like what Big Brother was when it first came out.
Right,
when people don't know what's going on.
Experiment.
But like, I'd like to see
Are they friends? Aren't they? Seem friends and they're saying the friends now.
I want to know.
They seem less like...
I want to know if they can find out what the longest running most unsuccessful podcast is.
But the problem is...
What is that?
There's a difference between unsuccessful and completely dire. So it needs to be like our level's probably unsuccessful, where there's probably one that's been over 10 years that gets 50 listeners and it's just someone talking into the like the ether.
Yeah, someone talking about Minecraft or something
like that.
Yeah, so
it needs to be one that has fans, but is clearly going nowhere.
How long could somebody sit in their room, in their bedroom with a headset on, talking into a camera? What's the longest one? I'd love to see the last episode of the 21-year podcast that has consistently had 6 views and he's gone for 20 years. I'd be fascinated.
I want to see
watch
the first episode and then the latest episode and compare and contrast.
I want to see that.
His enthusiasm is here.
Imagine seeing it.
It gets more wizards. Like the decline of that would be fascinating.
Imagine seeing it. And they're actually brilliant. And you're like, fuck, that 21 years experience. They've gotten so good at this. But no cunt's ever listened. And
he's doesn't know
how to get listeners. You're there going, fuck, he's really good.
He's got everything
Lucy Casey over 36 years, imagine he was just doing a circuit gig. And you're like, fuck. No one took him on.
But I think Rogan should do that. Rogan should find out the longest running, most unsuccessful podcast person who's managed to keep it up consistently and get him on and go,
what
the fuck happened?
Yeah, but then the minute he gets him on, he blows up then.
Yeah, and he's amazing.
Yeah, and then it's gone then. It's ruined.
And they go,
let's find a second.
Just keep going.
Imagine they're changing. You're like, someone end up killing themselves because they'll be like, oh, it's too much.
Yeah, the glare of realising that you're, God, I've been doing this for like 13 years.
Well,
and I've got six listeners.
That's what gets me every now and then.
But it's like people play golf.
You were saying that to Jamie when I go, like, at what point does something become sad rather than funny?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I don't know. I think the sadness is in other people's...
But then if you go through the sadness, it get back to funny. It comes full circle.
So you just got to keep going.
It's sad starting off, then it's funny, and then it's sad, and then it's funny. And then if it goes worse, it's sad, 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 and then it gets back to being funny, and it's a cyclical thing.
You're in a sad period at the moment, then, with this podcast, so you just need to keep pushing through, and eventually it'll get funny again.
But this is why it's toxic to me.
Eventually it'll get funny again, though.
Yeah, I know, but then sometimes...
Just concentrate on that. That's the goal, isn't it?
But it might not...
Yeah, but then there's also the big fear.
And cancer's
like,
a thing.
Thank God.
You've always got a thing of cancer.
Thank God.
Because that can go sad, 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 cancer dead. And then, oh no.
Sad, 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 bald, dead.
Yeah. Oh God. That's the one that gets me. If a new time, if I had time on my side, I go, right, okay. But you never know. And that's always my thing. That's like, hang on. If it's sad, 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 oh, it gets funny, but it's sad, 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 cancer dead. It's like, oh wow, that was a bad way to spend 6 years.
Yeah.
But if you go 6 years worth of shit and then the next 7, 8, 9 are the best, funniest thing ever, but you avoid cancer and you avoid death, great. You thought, oh, look how funny this is.
Yeah, if there was an assurance, you could avoid both of those things.
You invest, and you'll keep going, keep the big wins coming, and you get it and you win it, you go, wow.
Yeah.
If I'd just given up at 6 years, that would have been dead sad.
Yeah, but you're sad without any of the invest.
You're sad because you think too far ahead.
But this is part of the beauty of it all, isn't it? Mm. It's my decline. Like a beautiful mind. I'd just be sat there on the windowsill, just like looking out, just writing fucking topics on the board and chalk or something, and be like, wow, look at this. Like, Rob, what are you coming up with ideas? Go, have you ever tried to wire a plug for Patreon? And he goes, no. And then he just leaves the room. I'm still chatting to him.
It was never me. It was just some bald nurse.
Yeah.
They could. Oh man, don't start doing that to me. Imagine if you were sat here on your fucking own. Whoa. Let's not start thinking about that. Be good, that wouldn't it? Yeah. Wow. I'm starting to think. No, I'm not. I know this is real now. Just pinch me.
Do you ever talk to yourself?
All the time.
Mean?
Do you like to have conversations with yourself in your head?
In your head, yeah, not out loud.
No, out loud. Okay. Debbie,
not loud. That's weird.
Well, you're on your own. It's not weird, is it?
Depends. Is it weird when you're on your own? Are you talking about
potential situation?
If I'm on my own walking around the kitchen, I might drop in and out of in my head on out loud.
What is it you're saying out loud?
Can't say.
Let's move on.
That's why you're talking to yourself.
Because I don't want anyone else to hear.
The algorithm will know, won't it? Hey? Yeah. Fucking algorithm knows.
When I get wound up, I'm like, oh, fuck off.
I hate it now.
Hate the phone.
I hate just how much.
You hate that it knows them.
It's so invasive. It's too far now.
Right. You've had enough.
It's too far. I'm thinking generally now of turning it off, but I still think it'll listen to me.
Just get rid of the apps. Get rid of some of the apps.
It's not the app. It's too far gone now.
Have you got Alexa in the house?
Come on.
Yeah, but you've got a wife. You've got a Bluetooth speaker. A partner and daughter.
No, we wouldn't have it.
We've got a landline?
No.
So have you banned them?
We're all equally against the algorithm and the cloud. We don't like it.
Yeah, that is very much. We are a KFC family.
As soon as you mention anything, man.
Anything.
It's like, can you not be so obvious? Give it a week?
Is it
on stage, off stage? It's like, there it is. Just come on.
What annoys me about it is, it's like YouTube. It's just dead samey. Nice. So I'm currently looking to buy a new pair of trainees. I haven't seen anything that I like. So I'm getting loads of trainee adverts at the moment, which I'm fine with, but it's all the same trainers and all the same adverts. And I'm like, this would be great if you were showing me stuff I couldn't see myself.
Yeah.
If you, like, I know where sells trainees. Mm. So I've gone to where sells trainees to look. Show me where maybe I don't know about.
Show me
something that I'm not going to find on my own.
I
find a pair of trainees and go, I haven't seen them.
And then
I'm all in. Then I'm like, fine, you're helping me. But at the moment, you're not helping.
You're going to be like, what, JD Sports? I'm not here to this.
But you mention anything on stage and straight away you go, and there's a meme there, similar to what you've been talking about.
Right.
I just think people get that, though. I think people meme off things they've seen online. Mm. I've seen memes where I think, that's my joke, though.
But this is it. You go, what? You're like, because you can't see it all. Because how many hours are getting uploaded every day? Like 700,000 hours a day uploaded.
I had a tweet 4 weeks ago saying it. Fuck the terrible two. If people think the terrible two is bad, wait till you get to for fuck's sake, freeze. I literally saw it on Instagram reel today.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, that feels like...
No, but this feels too close to home. Joke theft is not going to be a thing. Yeah. It's not a thing. It's not a thing on
Instagram and TikTok.
I've seen Axe doing jokes off the internet.
But then I thought, could that be me one day?
Could I be up there and someone's like, I saw that on the internet.
You go, I've not got TikTok.
Yeah, I don't know what TikTok is. And I don't care.
And you go, you're that unoriginal.
Don't show me your phone. I hate that. You know when you say, I don't really like TikTok. Have you seen this one? No, I don't want to stare at your phone for 6 fucking minutes. Get it out my face.
Hey, do you know your whole set? It's just there on TikTok. Yeah. Oh, great.
Do you know that thing you've worked half your life on? Here's some 14-year-old fucking fetus who does it 10 times better.
Zuckerberg's just done your set and a meme there. What is this now?
That's your career over, mate.
I'll do whatever. I'm going to stand on stage and size for 20 minutes and be like, oh, there's a meme there.
I think your set would be a nice, funny as a cartoon for 6 seconds.
That was God.
Oh, God.
That's God trying to stop you from podcasting. Just hold that.
And that's me done.
Wow.
Just bits of your set worth.
The last lingering threads of Simon's joy for this.
Yeah, but no, I was thinking more like someone drink driving, cartoon version of someone drink driving who sees a bird and a bird's ass and yoga pants and just fucking careers into central reservation.
Nice.
I like the idea.
I love that birds like all whale yoga stuff now. It's fucking great.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, don't you think?
Well, I had this with. I was saying that. Actually, two points that I come to. Firstly, I had it when I went on holiday to Portugal, and they were all wearing them thong bikinis from Love Island, and I was like, this is too much. There's too much arse now.
Right.
The arse is being ruined.
Just putting you off.
It's like when people celebrate Christmas too early, and you're like...
Right.
Yeah, the value of Christmas is in... It's a short period of time.
Keep a bit of the mystery there.
Yeah.
I like to imagine... Yeah. What the arse might look like. Yeah.
Or just like one or two years having out, and it's like, oh God, so naughty when she walks past. Yeah. Whereas when every girl walks past, it's not naughty now, is it?
Yeah.
And then
it's just normal.
Yeah. And my second one was today. I literally, first time in my life, I got the urge to wolf whistle today and catcall someone, which is strange.
Nice.
I was on my way to see the room for our new studio, and I was driving down the road, and this girl was walking up the street. It's like, what, 4:30 in the afternoon? And she's just dressed up to the nines, like she's coming from a graduation or first date or something. Lovely summer dress, tanned, shoulders out, blonde, gorgeous. And I was literally like, just because I was thrown back by how nice she was dressed and looked for 4:30 in the afternoon, I literally went to myself, what the fuck?
Whoa.
I've never ever had the urge to catcall before. I literally wanted to roll down the window and be like, go ahead, girl. Like, she looks so fit. And I was took by surprise.
Wow.
Everyone else in like joggers and all that. And she's just like, I was like, wow.
I reckon you could have shouted like slay or something like that and she would have been all right with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's okay to catcall women if you're a gay man.
Yeah, but that's it. But then if it was shouted slay as me. Slay girl.
Slay. No, you'd sound. I reckon you'd still sound.
No, I think she'd take one look at me and be like,
I've seen gay men look like you, defo.
Yeah, but they've got to carry themselves like me. That's different.
They're not just a big slob in a van.
Yeah, there's a smile.
Leering out the window with a Big Mac hanging off the net.
There's no air of desperation, as they say.
Have you ever been catcalled?
No, but I think one time Scousebird tweeted about me being disappointed in grey joggers. It was at a time when grey joggers were like massive, and it, like, you know, all the memes were like, oh, lads in grey joggers is like a low cut top for girls.
Right.
And then I walked past Scousebird before I knew she was, or like, as in I knew she was a person before I'd met her, sort of thing. And before she followed me and knew who I was. And I walked past her. And in between walking past her, I walked past her outside my flat, and between walking past her and getting the lift into my flat, I looked on Twitter and she just tweeted, so disappointed when you walk past the lad in grey joggers and they don't look fit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was like,
you were the inspiration.
Oh, no.
Well, what is it about the grey joggers? It's because they can see your cock in it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
And I was like, oh, no, me and my little Willy.
Oh.
Poor fella.
Poor just little
like,
guy.
Yeah. So it's something like, about being so disappointed with a lad in grey joggers. When you see a lad in grey joggers, it's disappointing. You're like, oh, no.
So you used to assume it was about you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the time frame.
And I was wearing grey joggers.
And the disappointment.
I'd walk just past that and then just, yeah. I was like, oh, no.
You ever been catcalled?
I think I bought them grey joggers just because she made a big deal out of a lad in grey joggers.
Trying to impress her.
Not even her, just generally. And then she cut me down.
Yeah, I'd hate to be cut down by Scousebird.
It was a Scousebird, not Scousebird.
Oh, are they two different things?
Yeah, Scousebird cut me down to kill myself.
Why is she?
She's fit.
Oh, is she fit? Scousebird isn't.
Well, I'm not saying that, but let's just say.
Yeah, well, now I know I've used on lads in grey joggers.
She's no Scousebird.
She can fuck off, yeah. Have you ever been catcalled?
Not that I can recall, no.
No? Never been whistled at or anything like that?
No, I think... I'm so nervous about this flipping and smacking me in the face.
Oh, really? Just falling backwards.
It happened in the other podcast.
Keep hold of it like that.
I know, but it's a bit much, isn't it? Yours is going as well. You've got to watch your face.
I'll be honest.
Have I been catcalled? No, I can't. Nothing springs to mind, but I wouldn't mind it. Do you know what I mean?
No, would you mind it if you got catcalled?
Oh, no, I'd fucking love it.
Even if it was by a munter, someone you
fancy. Yeah, that'd be a bit like...
How would you react then?
It was by a munter.
Yeah, are you still like, oh, cheers, love, or are you a bit like...
Oh, no, I'm very much like, yeah, but a mate's probably think the same thing.
Mm. If she's on her own, though.
It's like, if I'm in a group of lads, I'm going to be the one that shouts.
Yeah, but also, yeah, if it's a group of fitties, you're thinking they're taking the piss, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the problem, yeah. I'd rather a munter. Because of the fit, if it was fitty,
you'd be more sincere.
Yeah.
They're not making this
one. I feel like the fitty would be like, you say... There's just that always that worry that they're taking the piss.
This is for TikTok, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is a challenge on TikTok.
Hey, I'd get your dick out and be like, oh.
You'd love a heckle like that.
Nah.
Would you do it if you went on stage and someone said, get your dick out?
No, no.
Say if it was a dead late show and it was rowdy and it was drunk. Say if it was 11:30, it's late and live or whatever. You're in Edinburgh, you've had a few Taliskas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some fit girl in the audience is like, I want to see your dick. And everyone's pissed and everyone goes, "Way!" When she shouts it. Are you just going to flash it? No, you wouldn't do it.
I'm a proud
professional, aren't I? Do you know what I mean? I'd be up there to get the laughs.
I wouldn't back myself.
I mean, I'd get a big laugh though, but
that was what I was thinking. Wouldn't I get a big laugh?
I don't back me dick.
I've not got the confidence in it to pull this
off. Yeah, but if imagine being like really, really
I'm very much a grower.
See like the sexy women in the crowd that genuinely want to fuck you after the show, you'd be like, wow, that'd be something.
That must fucking rule.
Be a fucking wild experience.
That'd be a wild man if that was me.
Yeah, me and other comics felt we had that. I had that the other day. And then I...
Where were you at?
And then I spoke to her outside. I was like, oh, no, I don't think so.
Where were you at? that leads me on to that part.
Tom Evans gig in... where is it? Newton the Willows.
No, I did one of his gigs recently.
Newton the Willows, and she was like, bye, Rob. I thought that was brilliant. Oh, they're actually like, oh my God, she wants to fuck you. And I was like, no. I felt like she didn't want to fuck. It felt like, you know, when you just get vibes, that's when you're like,
yeah, sure.
Sound, and then like, this is public. And then like, outside the gig.
So I fucked her in her ass.
In the back of the taxi.
Yeah, so outside the gig, I saw her again like 2 minutes later. And I was like, oh, wait, you just live around here? She's like, yeah, only around the corner. I was like, you going to get home all right? She's like, yeah, fine. I was like, okay, sound, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fine, thank you.
I just wanted to see if she'd go, oh, do you want to give me a lift? Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, no.
Where were you at the weekend, Adam? This is the question I wanted to ask for an hour and a half.
You couldn't wait to ask me.
No,
I was in last weekend.
I'll do last and this.
All right, we'll do both.
We'll do that.
Last weekend, I was in Taunton on Friday for
Taunton.
Taunton
on Friday.
Taunton or Thornton?
Yeah. Taunton.
Has Tom got a Friday now? Has he?
Yeah, in Taunton.
Was it like
nice?
Was
nice. Very,
I've got the wrong place here, haven't I?
Why, where do you think Taunton is?
Taunton's down Devon.
Yeah, down south. Yeah.
On the south coast?
Yeah. Tom gave us a lift.
Okay, Where did you think you were driving?
I'm like,
I just assumed it was one of these places in the northwest. I hadn't fucking bothered
with. Yeah, no, it was way down south.
Oh, who was it for? Larkin?
No, Tom Evans.
He just told you 3 times.
And he gave me a lift.
He'd done it because he gave him a lift.
It was me, him, and Eddie Fortune and someone else.
Oh, and did you stay over?
It was all right, you know.
Did you stay over?
I thought it'd just be fucking show tunes and shit like that the whole way there. Yeah. But nah, it was fine.
These things give me anxiety.
Eddie's calmed down loads now.
Yeah, I've heard this, but...
Yeah, he's great. You can just chat to him.
I just don't believe it.
You'll believe it when you hear it.
Yeah, I believe when I see it or something. I just think, like, people don't really...
Change.
Yeah.
Saturday, I was in Sandbach.
Oh, nice gig.
For Jim.
Oh, I love the gig.
New Boss room. Rider as well.
A new room, innit?
Is it?
Yeah, and it's in like some... It's Saint Mary's.
Town Hall fucked him off.
Yeah,
so he's in it.
A Saint Mary's hall
town
now.
Town Hall's fucked him off?
It wasn't working out with the Town Hall, so it looks like he's moved the room.
All right, I wonder what the new room's like.
It's nice.
The old room was the old gig was great.
Taunton, bro. Did you go there and back same night?
Same night. I was all right.
That's an 18-hour shift, that, isn't it?
Four hours each way. What time did you leave?
4 hours each way? Not a chance.
Yeah, I think like 2 in the afternoon, I think.
6.
Yeah, we left at 2 and got there at about 6.
Friday? Was it Friday? Nah, mate, that's a...
You just said you left at 2 and got there between 6 and 7?
Mm, something like that.
6 hours you did that in?
You just said 4 hours.
You're not doing that. You're not doing that. No. That's not 4-hour drive, that.
No, we got there.
Not having that. You've got your time wrong.
No, Adam, you fell asleep.
You've got the time wrong. I'm not having that.
I'm Googling this.
What was it like coming back? What time
coming back, it was quicker because there was less traffic.
See?
So, yeah, flew back. And also, when you know,
these are non-drivers, mate. They don't understand. They don't understand.
Well, yeah, I'd
back myself to do it about 4 and a half.
Oh, actually, yeah, you're right. Actually,
it must have been tough for Tom because he was comparing as well. So he had to drive us there, set up, compare. Wow. Break it all down, drive us back.
Yeah, like, but he was made up to the company for once.
Oh, it's not too bad. 4 hours, that just sounds like, I just in my head, it was going to be 7 hours.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No, it's not quite that long.
So you did Taunton, so that was good. Nice gig there.
Did you have to pay fuel?
Yeah. Oh. Well, he paid some as well.
Yeah, but it's his gig. Like, no, you're paying the fuel, mate.
All the fuel, really?
Yeah.
As a driver, you'd be happy with that.
It's his gig.
Yeah, but if you were giving the axe a lift.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put on a gig in Devon and then give all and then be like to the axe, come do this gig for me.
Well, he didn't phrase it like that. He just said there's a gig here if you want it and you can get a lift with me. But I just assumed, oh, I'll give him some petrol money. I'm not going to be a fucking cunt who's like.
Depends what. I don't know his split.
How much did I give him? Like 20 quid?
No, I don't know his split with the venue.
No, with the venue. Well, I wouldn't be asking that. Before I give you any petrol money, what's your business transactions? Me, Eddie, Fortune, him, and Chris Chopping, I think.
Assume he's making more money than anyone else. They'll be like, well, you can pay for you.
Yeah, but he's got mad though, hasn't he? So, of course, he's going to be making though. Because money goes to money, isn't it?
Yeah, so I wouldn't be expected to pay for you there. Yeah. I'm not paying for you if I go with a promoter.
Does that mean if I
go on tour with someone and get a lift off them, I'm not paying for you.
Right. But you're going that way anyway.
Yeah, you get your gig, mate. You're already paying me a measly fee.
Yeah.
You can throw petrol in.
Right.
So you did Taunton. So what was Saturday, sorry?
Sambatch,
yeah. Who are you on with?
Jimmy H.
Jimmy H?
How?
Oh, yeah, Jimmy. I thought we meant you on with Jimmy. I thought Jimmy O.
Jimmy O'Neill.
Yeah.
No, I was on with James Cook. Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
I've listened to it a few times.
Have you?
The ones when he talks about comedy, yeah. It's funny and just slag everyone off.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
Great.
He's our Cat Williams. On Club Shay Shay.
That was funny. I saw the... See again, YouTube thing that I watched. I'm like, why have I watched this? And I was basically just going, Bert and Tom handled the Cat William things really well. Because he basically just went, yeah, we were definitely one of the ones he called unfunny.
Yeah.
We were one of Rogan's boys that he said had never been funny.
Have you seen Cat Williams talking about if P. Diddy invited to a party, don't fucking go?
Yeah.
He said he was offered like 50 million or something to just go there and hang out. And he just kept turning down because he just knows what P. Diddy's like. It's like, fucking.
I love Cat Williams.
It's so fascinating that this is all going to come out. I love Cat Williams. It's a shame he got battered by that teenager.
There's that video.
But that's still funny.
It is funny. When he takes apart the radio host.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Though.
How does he take him apart?
Oh, this woman.
She just like has a go at him. And she's
it's so funny. Yeah. Some lines in that, man.
Yeah. You've been in prison. I have been in prison.
17 times, acquitted 17 times, something like that.
70 felonies, no convictions.
Yeah, how are you going to get me down when you can't even get your cholesterol? So many
funny lines.
How are
you going to put me down when you can't even put your cholesterol down?
Brilliant. Yeah. I'll have to watch this.
Yeah.
It's so funny, yeah.
And you go, it's the jewellery line. He does a jewellery. He goes, you can get all the wildest jewellery that you got on for $9.99 from this shop or something. And it's like, you buy a pair of shoes, you get all the jewellery Wanda's got on now. He's so good, man.
Just starts starts calling her a fat bitch, but such a lovely way. And she's got nothing left for
him. That's great. Watching people be like sassy to like radio hosts when they've got to maintain a sense of professionalism.
Well,
that's,
I think hers is meant
to
be like, it's like a black radio show. And I think she's meant to be the sassy sort of like.
Yeah, sasses her.
Put people down. And he's just like, I am good at this.
Yeah.
Have you seen what Rogan says about when he asked them to do? It must be that side of the table. When Rogan said when he says
I love this podcast, you know. The fact that the audio doesn't work, the mics are falling apart. You can't be arsed. You're trying to keep it together. It's like a fucking.
I'm just gonna go Gandalf.
Managed.
I'm gonna Gandalf it.
Yeah.
You shall not chat.
Freddie Mercury.
Joe Rogan talked about that. He asked him to do, you know, his club in Austin. Mm. He said, do you want to come and do the club while you're here, you know, do the podcast? He goes, Joe, I'm an arena act.
Whoa.
I am an arena comic, Joe. And he's like, yeah, but people love going to do it. It's like, I've built it and all that. And he try new material and stuff, whatever you want. He goes, Joe, when I perform in arenas. I am an arena comic. I was like,
that's okay. Amazing. But
he is full of shit sometimes, though, isn't he?
I believe everything he says.
I get the arena comic thing.
He's like, I used to read 9 books a day.
Believe him.
He's not. He's full of shit. There's some things he said that, like, what? You go, come on, Cat. Do you know what I mean?
No, I just back him all day now.
Do you? Yeah.
He's your boy.
He's your boy now. When he said when I saw him run the 40-yard dash, 4.5, I was like, you're your boy. Everything he says, he comes out to be true. Like, it's because... Oh, people just keep highlighting the mad stuff that he's right about. It's like Alex Jones. Mm. You need to get a couple of things right. And everyone's like, everything he says, though. Yeah, everything he says, he's like, doesn't matter anymore. Like, he's got that many right that you like, can't argue.
Andrew Tate's funny, though. Some things he's put. He goes, your best day isn't even anywhere near my worst day. Or like wow. You know what I mean? He just says all like this mad stuff. That makes me laugh. It's like, oh, that's funny. So he's sitting there all jacked with like a foot in each other. Something like, just basically killing everyone, pathetic.
Yeah,
I think that's quite funny.
It is funny when thick people become like philosophers, but yeah, really buy into their own bullshit.
But calling people going like you're stupid reading this is funny to me. Like, yeah, he's got me. He's got me there.
Hate the fans.
Yeah. I'm sat there looking at a post of Andrew Tate that's come up on my timeline and going like you're stupid and pathetic because you're not in shape and everything. I'm like, wait, fair enough, lad. You've nailed me there.
Do you take any of his opinions on board? Do you think he's got any good points?
I can see. I have this a lot with people, is that anyone that speaks with any level of like conviction.
Authority, yeah, you believe.
So you could have me watch Andrew Tate and I go, I can't really follow that argument. And then you could have me watch somebody go the opposite of what he's arguing. I go, absolutely flawless, that argument. And then I'll just be there going like, well, I have no idea now.
Yeah.
Because that sounded right and then you sounded right. And they go, well,
maybe you're both right.
Well, I just got to go with it now, haven't I?
Yeah.
So that's my problem, is that I'm just so, like, whatever. If you can make something sound like it sounds legit, I'll go with it.
Yeah, like it's authentic.
Mm.
You must be a lot more difficult to bullshit, like, make-believe. I know you said Cat Williams.
I'm so narcissistic that I'll be like, nah, I'm like, I just think philosophers are like, yeah, but I could have said that.
Mm.
So, if I see Andrew Tate, I'll be so quick to be looking for something. But then, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I like seeing it when they fuck themselves over. Like Ben Shapiro's having a bit like...
What's he done? Is he the one with black hair who's very far right or something? Or?
He's the one who talks like
Jewish
this.
One.
Yeah.
Him, and he just thinks if he talks really fast, then he wins the debate. Because I just said more words than you, so like, I've won.
Yeah, it's the Russell Brand philosophy, innit? Use fancy words.
How's Milo Yiannopoulos getting on nowadays?
Oh, he's gone. He's finished. Isn't he?
Is he, yeah?
I think he raped someone, yeah.
Shame.
So you're like, when you do something like that, it's like the Tate brother, and you're like,
he was a good troll. He was a good troll.
Yeah,
he was good because he was gay as well, and he'd attack like.
Well, he got attacked for the gay thing, didn't he? Got attacked for something he said about the gay culture.
It's like that. Who's and that? Loads Candice
of,
woman.
Loads of Candice Owens.
Yeah, she's another one that's a good troll.
The thing, yeah, I don't mind Candice Owens sometimes, but the thing with Milo Yiannopoulos, the one thing that stuck with me, he got attacked for saying. He basically was defending paedophiles. So like,
see, that's funny.
It wasn't the Harvey Weinstein. It wasn't the Harvey Weinstein. It was someone else. Who's the one that got done from American Beauty?
Got done for it?
What, in real life?
Kevin Spacey.
He was defending Kevin Spacey.
Right.
And what was the argument?
Well, he said, what people don't understand, it's a very cultural thing in the gay world for older men to get with younger boys because they're so sort of like scared to come out.
But there's twinks. They are called twinks.
He said they're so scared to come out and they're lost in their own world that quite often it happens where an older man sort of coaxes a younger boy into being himself.
Grooms.
Like, it's more like he shows him how to be himself and gives him like... But it is very much a 50-year-old bum and an 18-year-old.
Yeah, if I was trying to groom someone, that's how I'd phrase it. Yeah. I'd say, I'm trying to help you become yourself.
Yeah, because like, because society condemns you. I'm trying to give you the confidence to be yourself because you're so afraid. So he was saying that, and then like loads of gays were like, oh.
It's true.
It is a problem.
He's got a point.
It's like when blacks, gay blacks go, yeah, but I can't be black or gay.
Right.
It's like, why? Well, society hates blacks and blacks hate gays.
Right.
So I've got nowhere. Oh, all the blacks are like, do you hate gays?
Wow.
I
watched the film on Netflix.
Quite homophobic.
I watched the film on Netflix about a, I don't know if it's trans or it's a black male that likes to. Is it transvestite?
Transvestites are when they wear women's clothes.
Yeah, they say that anyway. So this straight Stone Island fucking Professor Green fella, starts shagging him,
right.
And he goes round to the flat. The boys come round. He's in the fucking bedroom. He's going skits. What the fuck?
Yeah.
But he's like, he hates this black man. Sort of, he hates this black man.
Mm.
But he loves fucking him and everything and like that. And then he comes out and then he acts like a straight guy. And then he's like, nice one for that and anything. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And it's just, that's one film I watched lately that was quite good.
I feel like I've seen that scene, but I can't think what the film it was.
Because the white guy beats him up on the way home first.
Right.
And then he ends up going to like the, and then this black guy starts seeing him around going like, oh, he's in all these like gay hangs where we all go and fuck each other in these orgies and all that.
Yeah, I feel like I know the film, but I can't remember what it is.
No, it was good though.
Had you seen Cruising?
No.
That's one of the most famous gay films, isn't it?
Al
Pacino, undercover cop, has to pretend to be gay to try and find a serial killer or something like that. He's stalking people. Mm. I've not watched it.
I'm getting nervous about this conversation now.
Where, it's only a matter of
where
time.
Where are you?
Yeah, but it's a gay story.
As a man that can agree with Andrew Tate and Jeremy Corbyn in the same fucking argument, I just need to stay away from any of them.
Have I ever pretended to be gay? I don't think I have. I remember once, right, I matched with a girl on Tinder, right, and we had a little chat, and then she was like, oh, I've got something to tell you. And I was like, what? And she said, I'm the other person in all the photos. And I had to look, and she was with a bloke in all the photos. So I was like, is this you trying to turn like straight people gay? And he was like, is it working? And I was like, you fucking cunt, it kind of is. Because he was quite fit. So I was dead annoyed.
It kind of is.
Yeah, well, because we'd been talking dirty up until that point, so I was a little bit turned on. So then when he revealed that, obviously he did it at that point because he thought, oh, he might be into this now.
So all the girls, so he's a girl and a lad in all the photos. Yeah, you assumed it was the girl.
Yeah,
and then,
naturally. But then she was like, I've got something to tell you. Oh, I'm the other person in all the photos. It's well annoying. So I was like, oh.
That's mad that you let her get there without knowing, though.
Well, because he didn't mention it until
you would have said something about the photo then, and then gone, oh, right.
It's not like we've been chatting for weeks. This was like an hour. But obviously by that point,
and then by that point you think you'd fuck him.
Hey,
well, by that point we'd be talking a little bit dirty.
Someone's in the church.
Oh my God, you shit me up.
The way you said that then, Rob, I thought there was going to be a big fucking spider there.
Oh no, lad, what are you talking about? This is great content, this.
Someone's downstairs in the church.
Who?
Oh, I locked the door.
Someone's prowling.
Mate, someone's in here.
Someone's trying to get in.
See them in the second.
Oh, lad, we can't. This is mad.
This is great. We got an intruder. Get him on the podcast.
Lad, where
just left.
Where are the cars? Lad, I can't, I'm shit up here.
Oh, poor Simon. What have you done to Simon's head?
Oh, no, I can't. I'm gigged. I'm tired. I haven't eaten. I can't have a fight now with somebody who's got a knife.
It's definitely going to be a fight, isn't it?
Oh, no.
They're here for the booze.
I think they've left again.
Have they?
Maybe they were just having a little nose.
No, there's some... Is that a cut? Where's the...
Look how wide Simon's eyes are. It's fucking amazing.
I'm just trying to make good content, to be honest with you, lad.
This is mad.
You're not actually scared at all.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Should we lock that door just in case?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit house.
Don't worry, lads, I'm here.
Right, I'm sort of terrified because I can't really understand that CCTV.
Well,
All I want now is for all to go off and be like, oh, well, this is it then, isn't
it? All the lights go off.
This is it.
Wow, that'd be scary. All the lights go off now.
Yeah.
And then you just stay like...
Well, the lights have gone off. And I think the person left again, but I locked the door, so that's the only thing.
Unless somebody's just come in from... Yeah, no.
Oh, Rob, you saved us.
No, that's by the locking the door.
Right. I've no idea.
Well, he must have left again because the lights have gone out.
It's good content, like. I'm genuinely terrified, though.
I am a little
bit scared. All the listeners are on the edge of their seats. Right.
Well, I say I'm a little bit scared. I'm more just like pre-gig. You know, you get the lines that sort of...
I'm scared about what I might do.
I'm not I'm not pre-gig. I'm yeah, you can keep a hold of that.
What is the time? How long have we done?
We've done an hour five.
An hour, wait. An hour six.
Wow. Should we wrap it up and
make a lot of noise downstairs so that then he might spook him?
Well, should we wrap it up and then
and then
sing a football
song, bally up,
and
then bally up.
Tune in for the patrons. Well,
yeah,
you have to buy the patrons.
One of us is missing.
You have to get the you have to get the patrons to find out whether we survive.
Simon's not here.
Oh my God!
We're recording the patrons tomorrow, so when this comes out on Monday or Tuesday. You'd have to go and listen to the patron from last week.
Everyone. Simon died trying to protect us from
the attack. Good content this, though. If I got wet up, man, that'd be fucking good content.
Good way to go.
I haven't seen him leave. Oh, yeah, lights back on.
Oh, my God.
Can you see anything, Simon?
Wow. No, I don't know what I'm looking at.
That top right-hand camera, the lights have come back on.
Yeah.
Top right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this is fucking wild.
Seeing someone walk through that top right.
Yeah.
Well, someone walked round.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Other people use this building for stuff, though, don't they?
Yeah, but I got given the keys because no one was here tonight.
Oh, my word. But he can see two cars apart there. He must know someone's in the fucking building, mustn't he?
Well, it's just Alan.
He's walking around looking for
us. If that's Alan, he can fuck off.
This is Alan, I'm robbing his booze.
Oh, God. Right, well.
Right, well, that's the end of the podcast. We're going to go and investigate.
Yeah, I'm terrified. Yeah,
hopefully we'll still be here.
Adam, where can we find you? In the boot of someone's fucking car in Netherton.
Probably getting kidnapped.
Should we
take
a bottle of wine with him over the head with us, or just in case?
Yeah, you could do, yeah. We could take one of these. These are quite heavy. Do one of these, yeah.
Nah, they were bought with a grant. We can't do that.
Life from dusk till dawn. Yeah, with all
thank you. Thanks to the patrons. See if we survive.
Yeah, say that.